Matt Greenwood for KJS Sports speaking to Brent Tinker. He's the head coach of the Fox Football Warrior team, and they're having a great year, in case you haven't heard. 6-0, best record since 1966, and that's why we're talking to Coach Tinker today. Coach, it wasn't an easy sixth victory for you. You had to come from behind against a Marquette team that was 4-1 going in. You guys were 5-0, and that Cole Elwood kid continues to do a great job for you, gets the game-winning touchdown, and now you're 6-0 for the first time in Fox school history since 1966. So pretty big accomplishment there, Coach.
Yeah, it's been a great year. It's kind of, you know, winning is difficult in high school sports, I guess at any level of sports. So we're blessed and happy to be at 6-0 right now.
I imagine, you know, you've got all of the Fox community just rallying around you guys, showing up for these games, supporting you every which way that they possibly can. Take us through what it's been like to play some home games for Fox football and maybe even some road games as well.
Yeah, I tell you what we're at right now, and I like to give as much credit as I can to, like, the kids. Our student body has, the last 3 to 4 years, has done a spectacular job of getting out to our games. They show up to our road games. They show up in force to our home games. We've been really, really blessed. This has not just started this year with having such good support from our they call themselves the tribe. We've had a great deal of support from them for several years now. And this year, of course, I think they're having a lot of fun.
Yeah, why not? You know, 6-0. And I want to run down the schedule, Coach, of your victories this year. Festus 27-6, Lindbergh 37-7, Summit a close game there, 22-19, Melville 50-13. Of course, all these are victories for you. Oakville was homecoming for you. You beat them 28-0, and then you get the come from behind against Marquette 21-17. What's the biggest thing that you feel like the team has learned from all these six games and all these six wins so far?
I think it's, and this is something we really try to preach hard, is that there is not a single team on our schedule that we can't lose to, and we also believe the same. If we play well, there's not a team we can't beat. So I'm hoping they're realizing that that we're not lying to them when we say that. I think this team is growing and becoming more mature and understanding that there's really, we're not trying to trick them. We'll get beat by anybody if we don't come out and play well. But if they do come out and play well, and they let the system work, and they do their part. They try to do their part in a bigger system, then we can beat anybody we play. It's not a lie. It's just being honest with them. We're not so gifted that we can't lose to anybody. But if we play well, we think we have enough talent to win.
I think looking at the scoreline, based on the fact that you were losing to Marquette early in the fourth quarter, 17-14, and Cole Elwood 44-yard carry for the go ahead and eventually the victory there. I would imagine Marquette might have been your toughest challenge so far, but that Summit score as well, 22-19, which was the bigger challenge for you, do you think?
Man, that's a hard question to answer. I'm going to take the long way around to answer it and say both. Rockwood Summit has had our number for a lot of years, and finally getting that monkey off our back was a big accomplishment. With at the same time, Marquette was extraordinarily talented too. I mean, they're a very good football team, but I think they both, you know, we haven't played Marquette recently. So, you know, high school kids, if you can convince them they're going to win, that's a strong thing. If you convince them they're not going to win, that might be stronger. So getting that Summit win, getting that off our back and letting the kids say, okay, well, you know, we've played them close for a couple of years, but now we won. I think that's huge for them now because it actually happened. The Marquette game is huge because they're extraordinarily talented, but we're also coming off the confidence of that Summit win. So I guess I could take the easy way out and say both, or maybe just call it an equal tie. But I'm telling you, getting kids to convince they can win, like we've had luck with Melville recently. Melville's good. Melville's going to win 8 or 9 games, I bet, this year if they keep on the path like that they're going. And we had a great game against them. I think a big part of it is because we had been beating them, so we kind of expected to win, you know. So getting a kid's work, managing a kid's psyche, and getting them to play confident against opponents is a really, really big deal. So I know I took the long way to answer that question, but I wanted to be as honest as I can. I think that's the truth. I think both of them posed extremely different challenges, and the Summit challenge was probably very, very mental because we just hadn't been able to get over that hump.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your honesty.
Yeah.
Moving on, it might be easy for success to be something that this group of players that you have is going to come naturally, considering you got 15 seniors on the squad. Most of them make a big impact, and some of those guys are Gavin McGinnis, your quarterback, Cole Elwood, yep, of course, your tailback, and a guy that can catch the ball out of the backfield as well. And then Bob Nybert, another running back for you on the offensive side. Those three guys, you know, I got a chance to speak with during training camp, and so it seems like they're the type of kids that, you know how to win, and with you as their head coach, it's going to become easier as they continue the rest of this year.
Well, I appreciate that, and we're doing the best we can as a staff to put them in positions to win and not fail these guys. We always talk about, like, what we're doing. We're trying to do the best interest of their 40-year-old self. So their 17-year-old self may not understand it all, but hopefully when they're 40 and they're sitting around telling their kids how great they used to be, they can sit back and appreciate some of it. But, you mentioned those three kids, and so much credit does go to them. They've done such a good job. But, you know, this team's strength really is in those unsung heroes, those names that aren't on the radio. And, you know, we always talk about the offensive line. We talk about our, you know, all these people who don't get their name called as much. I mean, there's so many kids, and it's hard when you do start naming names. Like, it's easy, you know, with what Cole's done. My goodness, there's a darn good reason why his name's been brought up all the time. He's playing spectacular, and Bobby Nybert has just been such a workhorse for us for years. And, you know, Gavin is as a two-year starter now with the option system that we run. You know, we're leaning more and more on Gavin on play calling. You know, the more Gavin has to get us in and out of good plays, and that's what he's been doing so far. So we're proud of all those three. But there's so many: Luke Joggers, Joey Johnsons, Austin Gearings, Chase Waters, Alex Bruns, Cade Thomas, Noah McGinnis. I mean, I go on and on. Carson Elwood. There's so many names out there. Daryl Krieger. Daryl Krieger had two big interceptions for us the other night at cornerback. I mean, there's so many people out there that are just doing – they're doing their job within the system, and that's what's making the season special right now. You cannot brag on Cole Elwood enough, because he's just been spectacular. But as a coach and as a guy who never was that – I was never a superstar, you know, not at all. I really look at those role players, and I look at those guys that are doing their job within the system, and I just have a tremendous respect for them, and that's why we're playing how we are right now.
I'm glad you brought up a defensive player and his stats, Krieger getting those two interceptions,
yeah,
because as you can see, high school football, there's a lot of high scoring games. And for the fact that Fox, you guys have held every team to 19 points or fewer, including having pitched a shutout against Oakville and possibly having a shutout against Festus if it wasn't for, you know, the JV guys coming in a little bit. But the defense certainly is something you could probably talk 2 or 3 minutes about as well.
Well, no question. And, you know, we were trying to – that was week one with Festus, and we were rolling a lot of kids, so I don't want to take anything away from Festus. You know, they were moving on us, and they did some really good things, and they've gotten a lot better too. You know, Coach Schmidt does an awesome job down there. So, the defense is really – and that's – first of all, we always want to give credit to the kids for being coachable and for doing their job. But we got so many coaches on staff right now that are working so hard to get where we need to get. You know, just two defensive coaches to brag on. Dennis Sanders has been a longtime coach here, and he's been our defensive coordinator for going on, I guess, 8 or 9 years now. And he just puts so much time into organizing everything and coaching everything and getting us lined up correctly. And just the details. Dennis is an extraordinary organized guy. He runs our huddle, and he's our technology guy. We'd be lost without him. And then Coach Lashley is one of my favorite stories, because I coached him in junior high basketball many, many years ago, back when I was 22 years old, and he has since joined our staff, and he's been our defensive back coach. And those two together have done such an amazing job of putting us in great spots and coaching the kids so well. And, you know, they're not the only ones. My D-line coaches are doing a great job. All my coaches are doing great. And first and foremost, we're going to give credit to the kids. But I'm blessed right now to have a group of coaches and kids who really care and are working their best to make sure we maximize this experience. And that shows in that we play defense passionately. You know, we put a lot of effort into trying to not, in practice and in games, we put a ton of effort into not lining up wrong, you know, into keeping our eyes where they're supposed to be. And I appreciate all the praise you guys have given our program, but I want to make sure that I give other guys kids and coaches just as much credit too, because it is their time and their effort and their sweat that is going into this. So I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to brag on those guys.
Like I said, Coach, a couple of minutes, right?
Yeah, I did it.
Yeah, and we certainly appreciate that. And, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's, you know, Coach Tinker gets the credit, or Cole Elwood or Gavin McGinnis or Bob Nybert, the guys that put up the stats, they get the credit. But there's so many pieces involved in this, and it can go to administration as well. Let's talk a little bit about this 6-0 record. In case people are just tuning in, we're speaking to Fox football head coach Brent Tinker. Their team 6-0 this year, first time they've been 6-0 since 1966. That team wound up going undefeated, 9-0 on the year. And coach, you got three more games the rest of this season, and they're against opponents with winning records or a .500 record. And I'll go through them real quickly. You're at Hazelwood East, and that's Saturday at 1 o'clock. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Hazelwood East on the road Saturday 1 o'clock. They're 4-2. Then you're at Seckman, a very much improved team, at 5-1 this year, and a Northwest Lions team that could get it to get, you know, get it back together after losing three consecutive. They're 3-3 this year. They could, you know, have two fantastic games ahead of that rivalry game there at the end of the season. But it's not going to be easy to keep that record unblemished, is it?
No, it's going to take our best effort every week and our best focus every week. We know, like I said in the beginning, every single team we play can beat us. If we are not special, we're not special. We're not. We know that, and we are just going to work as hard as we can to maximize our ability. But we're not special. And you know, one of the things we talk to the kids about all the time is, hey, you need to live life like you're barely good enough to be on the field. Because once you believe that, that does in fact confirm the fact that you are good enough to be on the field. But we're not so gifted that we can just show up. So hopefully we can be confident and humble every week, all the time. Whether we're 6-0 or 0-6, I want to try to do the best we can to try to play in a confident and humble manner. Hazelwood East is a spectacular program. I mean, they're athletic, they're talented. It's going to take a great effort for us. You know, I know a lot of people. I actually talked to a few people in the building asking if this is one of those, you know, stumbling block games, and I don't think it is, because I think Hazelwood East carries enough weight on its own to where no one's going to overlook Hazelwood East, and I don't believe our kids are. It's going to take a great effort and a great team effort to come up there and win. If we don't, we won't win. If we don't take care of the ball, if we don't line up correctly and, you know, keep our eyes disciplined, we will not beat them. And that is a fact. That's not coach talk. That's real. After that, the other two rivalry games are going to take our greatest discipline. It's going to take our best discipline and our best games. And we have to do that, because it isn't just about winning. It's hopefully about getting better, because if we really want to make a playoff push and be a team that's in it all the way till the end, we have to use all those 3 weeks to keep getting better at what we do. And, you know, humble and confident is our approach, and it's going to stay that way. I haven't seen anything else besides our kids. They've done a spectacular job of being confident but understanding that.
I feel like I know the answer to this next question, but I think I'm going to ask it anyway. When it comes to the rest of the season, again, you're 6-0 at this moment. You obviously want to be 9-0, and you as a coach and the players as players and the other coaches as well and the other players that we've been talking about want their names etched in Fox history as one of the best football teams to hit the field. But as you wrap up this season with these final 3 weeks and then go into the playoffs, is 9-0 important because of the historical factor, or is 9-0 important because you feel like that will give the team confidence in the playoffs?
Well, there's probably a third thing there, too. I think it's important because there's nothing wrong with wanting to do something and leave your mark on stuff. You know, we want to have some banners in the gym. We want to have some trophies in the trophy case. That's a good thing, right? And also, if we're playing well, yes, that breeds confidence. But a home field advantage in the district championship game means a lot too. So there's three things there that are all true, and I think they can all coexist equally as important. I want to be 9-0 because I think our roster has 9-0 potential. So once again, are we 9-0 potential every year? Probably not. You know, we have to maximize our potential, and I think right now if we do that this year, we have the ability to be 9-0. Outside of that, the district championship's a big deal. You know, we got a tough district. I mean, Jackson is in our district, and I know everybody in the listening area is very aware of who Jackson is and how good they are. And, you know, all things going the way I hope they go. I hope we win. I think they're a favorite to win also. We're going to take it serious all the way there. But, yeah, I'd rather have Jackson come to us in the district championship instead of go down there. So that's another huge factor there too.
All right, Coach Tinker, I've run out of questions for you. So if there's any final thoughts that you have that you want to share with the Fox community, with our outside the Fox community listeners, you've got the floor, sir.
Well, you know, the only thing I got to say is thank you to a ton of people. You know, and I'd miss everybody if I started naming names. But between all of our parents and between all the coaches I've worked with in the past that have taken time to help us get where we are at, and between our players past and present, I really appreciate that. I appreciate Jefferson County for, you know, supporting football so well. And as these playoffs go, I will encourage everybody, you know, get out there and go to your district championship, go to your district games. And then my call to Jefferson County would be this: whoever's still standing, jump on the bandwagon there. You know, if your hometown team gets knocked out and you have a chance to go over and watch another county team, go ahead and jump on board with that. Because many years ago, right after I graduated from college, I was working at the YMCA in Festus, and I met some old fella who was just telling me, he was telling me forever, he's a coach. I wasn't a coach yet, so he probably called me Brent, but he was just telling me how great of a show high school football had been and how much fun he's had watching football over the years. And I think there's a great show out there on Friday nights. And I hope everybody gets out there and comes out and watches your local teams play, and then just kind of comes out and keeps supporting each other from the county as we go.
That is Fox football head coach Brent Tinker talking a little bit about their 6-0 record, first time in school history since 1966 that a Fox football team has started off the year 6-0. They've got a matchup at Hazelwood East, a Saturday afternoon game, 1 o'clock. Hazelwood East will be 4-2. Coming into that contest. Coach, best of luck the rest of the year. We'll certainly keep a close eye on how Fox performs the rest of the way, and thank you for your time today.
You bet, bud. Thank you for having us.